Chapter 52. You insulted her in 5 different languages. I wanted to make sure she understood me. By calling her the offspring of swine and maggot-infested cheese. Fly-swarmed cheese, Llewellyn corrects. Extra points on creativity, by the way, Varric says. Llewellyn turns to him, beaming. You think so? Thank you! I'm gonna have to use that bit in a book. Don't know where or when, but I will, Varric says. How come you don't swear like that normally? Swears are serious, Varric, Llewellyn says. I have to make sure people understand me when I say it. Besides, when you swear all the time, it loses effect. I mean, no one ever pays attention when Sarah swears, but when I do, you all stop to listen. It's effective.
It was something.
Did you have to? Josephine says, still a little dazed from the rounds of particular swearing and cursing that Llewellyn threw out at the top of her lungs a few minutes ago. Did you absolutely have to? Well, I wouldn't have if I wasn't, Josephine, Llewellyn replies. You don't swear at people unless you mean it. That's why you make sure to do it in a language they understand and make it as clear as possible. You couldn't have waited to insult the Dowager in private. Well, no. I wanted her to know, Llewellyn says. It's important to let people know what you think of them if they want something from you. For example, she's a bottom-feeding leech composed of... I think we heard you the first time. Good. It kind of hurt to yell that loudly, actually. May I have some water? Llewellyn goes down with a loud yelp that Dorian will forever deny as being absurdly cute. No one yelps cutely. No one. He refuses to give Llewellyn this. He is not giving her more amazing qualities than she already has. Not the ridiculous ones. The ones no one should have. Things like making sneezes cute. Things like making the outdoors seem exciting and adventurous. Things like turning into a flesh and bone knot. Things no sane creature on Thetis should be able to do. She goes down hard, with a loud and high-pitched yelp, arms thrown into the air as she falls down a steep and damp embankment, getting hit by a stray blast by a wisp. Dorian takes a moment to hope that she didn't fall onto a rock and crack her head, or straight into a stream. He can tell that Blackwall and Sarah are thinking about it too, because Blackwall angles himself in her general direction, and Sarah cocks her head towards the direction of the yelp, waiting for further signs. Dorian throws up a barrier and yells in her direction. Alive? Injured? Enjoying the view? Stopping for a light snack of dandelions? A few seconds later, the sound of grass. Llewellyn scrambling. It's slippery! She yells, sounding insulted. I can't get up! Sarah! Blackwall yells. On it! Sarah replies, as Dorian casts another barrier. I knew that rope would come in handy, yeah? Rope you made out of people's pants. What else was I supposed to do with those britches? No one else wanted them. Sarah flings out a rope down the bank, planting her weight on some stones. Come on, up we go. Dorian focuses on keeping the demons distracted, paying idle attention to the sounds of swearing and the, he supposes, rough going of Llewellyn getting back up the rope. A bolt of lightning crackles overhead and strikes 3 wisps in a row. Ah, back to the land of the living, I see. So kind of you to join us, Dorian says. I didn't mean to fall down in the first place, Llewellyn protests. Are you uninjured, my lady? I'm fine. Thank you, Blackwall. Llewellyn clambers onto a rock and casts a static cage. I like how Blackwall asks the important questions. Let's not forget the important question of, when are you closing this rift? Sarah yells. I'm gonna run out of arrows.
I can't believe half of Skyhold is down with the cold, and you're prancing about in the snow without shoes, Sarah yells out of her window, voice crackling. Shem, weaklings! Lavellin yells back as she bounces around the snow, laughing at the tracks she makes. This is so fun! I can't wait for you to get sick. You cried the last time I got sick. That was a different sort of sick. Bog sick. Not frolicking in the snow sick. Sarah coughs. Ugh. Stop yelling. You'll make yourself worse. Flissa yells from the bar floor. Make her come inside then. Sarah throws a glare at Lavellin, who sticks out her tongue. Sarah closes the window with a huff. Fucking prancing wildlife princess. A snowball hits the window a few seconds later. Sarah glares at the window. A few minutes later, Lavellin bursts into Sarah's room, rosy-faced and bright-eyed. But before Sarah can yell at her to get out, Lavellin holds up some steaming bowls of something. Don't look so sour, Lavellin says, placing the tray down next to her. Sarah peers into the mugs. Seems some kind of thing. Don't know. Looks like mush. What's that? You gonna poison me now? Just eat it, Lavellin says, pushing the mug in her face. I made it for you. It's delicious. I promise you'll love it. You say that about a lot of shit, and here we are in the middle of the fucking mountains, Sarah answers, sniffing it. Not that it makes a difference. Sarah can't smell shite from those fancy candles Josephine burns. The mug is warm, though. Sarah lifts it up to her mouth and takes a tentative sip. It's warm and, whatever it is, tastes good. Feels mushy, kind of like fruit. Chewy, some kind of grain. A little sticky, too. But good. Solid. Better than that broth stuff they've been giving all the sick people. Sarah hopes that she doesn't end up vomiting it. It's been ages since she had something good and solid in her stomach. See? Lavellin says, humming as she drinks from her own mug. I wouldn't steer you wrong. Yeah, whatever, this is fine. Still don't trust you about the other stuff. Oh, you say that now, Lavellin says, eyes dancing at Sarah over the rim of her mug. But I'll show you the light. Lavellin wiggles the anchor at Sarah's face, snorting. You're a crock of shit, Sarah mutters. Lavellin laughs, but doesn't exactly disagree.